Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
All right, today on the podcast, we're talking about Gemini, Google's Gemini. They just released a bunch of new features, really innovative things that are going on over there. And one I thought was absolutely fascinating is its new ability to reason about user intent and generate bespoke experiences. So there's a video on their website. I clicked on it and watched it. And it basically gave the example of someone who wanted to plan a birthday party for their child. They said, help me plan a birthday party for my child. And it automatically detected, okay, we need to come up with a theme. And it asked back, well, what does your child enjoy? And then the person inputted, they like animals. And so then instead of just talking back and forth via text, it actually generated a whole user interface with pictures and themes of different party ideas. So not just text, but visual. And then it had, like, you could click on, you know, which one looked the best to you. And then it would give you like a supply list, give you different activities you could do, all kinds of stuff. And even like down to what the food should be. And then you could, within the interface, ask like the specific recipes to those individual things. It's absolutely amazing. I think this is really going to take the whole UI experience for normal people just to the next level. I thought it was just really cool how you're able to interact with AI in a different way besides just text. Jaden, what do you think about this? What other things have you seen from Google?
Yeah, so what's really cool here, they just had a big conference in Las Vegas, and they announced a whole bunch of new features that are kind of integrated in this whole like Google AI and Gemini like bundle. One of the big ones, which I'm sure we'll do a whole podcast episode on, is Google Vids. So this is the ability to use AI, and it essentially helps you generate entire videos. There's so many use cases. I'm sure AI and video is like the most exciting new area. So this is going to be cool. The other one is that they have a new version of ImGen, which is the kind of their image generator. So they have ImGen 2. This has just been revealed. Their original version of their image generator was like, it had a lot of controversy around it. But I actually think, like, as far as creating images, it was fairly decent. And they're making a bunch of partnerships to embed like Gemini into Apple. They also made some partnerships to essentially create a competitor to Microsoft's GitHub Copilot tool for like code. So they'll be generating code, they're generating images, they're generating video. And then I think one of the final things they kind of announced was a bunch of integrations of AI capabilities into their cloud. So Google Cloud, they're like doing some partnerships with Mercedes-Benz. I don't really know what that means. Maybe that's just like buzzwords, you know? But I think that their new video and their new image and their new Gemini, there's going to be a lot here. And I think that OpenAI should, might have to watch out to see what's coming down the pipe.
Yeah, I checked out the Google Vids videos and promotional media that they made about Google Vids. And that is going to be really impressive as well. I actually had the thought, if you haven't seen the Google Vids presentation, you should go watch it. But I think that's going to be almost like the new PowerPoint. I remember when I was in school, you always had to do a PowerPoint presentation about whatever you were studying. I think Google Vids is going to be the next PowerPoint because, video is the future, video is now, and it automatically made just a really nice presentation based on a text, and then it pulled stock footage. It looked really easy to edit and create your own video. So I really feel like the Google Vids thing is going to be really big. So it's exciting stuff, to be honest.
Yeah, and just to go into, I guess, kind of how the whole Google Vids thing works. So it actually allows you to use AI-generated voices for the background of the videos. It allows you to, it essentially uses AI to put together the video, but it's not generating AI videos. So I think that's the big thing here. But like you, I think this is going to be a super powerful technology.
Yeah, and I mean, even it would turn photos into like motion graphics, essentially, with with some of like the zoom in and motion of the stuff. It just creates a really a nice video out of, like you said, not AI generated video, which I think is fine, especially for like a corporate presentation. You don't necessarily need AI generated video, just, you know, stock footage and things like that. So that's been around for a little while anyways. Like, I know there was a company called InVideo that was doing the same thing, but Google kind of took it to the next level with just some of the graphics and widgets and animations and stuff. So anyways, lots of really exciting things coming out of Google and Gemini. So be sure to keep an eye on that. It'll be interesting to see who comes out the leader here, OpenAI or Google or someone else. But if you enjoyed this podcast, if you got any value out of it, be sure to leave us a rating. We really appreciate that. And feel free to ask any questions as well with your rating so that we can respond to it on the podcast. Thanks for listening.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.